SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President-elect Trump is making good on a pledge to create a Department of Government Efficiency. The BBC's David Willis says panel co-chair Elon Musk emerged as a staunch Trump backer during the campaign.
He's been rewarded with what is essentially an advisory role alongside fellow entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy. A statement from the Trump transition team says that together the two men will dismantle bureaucracy, cut wasteful expenditure, and create an entrepreneurial approach to government.
For Defense Secretary, Mr. Trump has nominated Fox News host and decorated veteran Pete Hegseth. Later today, Mr. Trump will meet with President Biden at the White House. It's getting harder to deliver badly needed humanitarian aid to Haiti.
The Federal Aviation Administration is prohibiting U.S. airlines from flying to Haiti for 30 days after gangs shot at two planes. The U.N. also says it has temporarily suspended flights to the capital, limiting humanitarian aid coming into the country.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma. Also at SRNNews.com, New York's governor enacting a statewide burn ban amid tinder-dry conditions in the battle against a wildfire in southeast New York. Governor Kathy Hochul says a Jennings Creek fire straddling the New York-New Jersey border has charred more than 5,000 acres.
Much of this area is remote, and it's hard to access by vehicles, but also there's not homes or property there. So that's important as well to know that the larger population areas are not in danger from this.
In Southern California, the Ventura County Mountain Fire now roughly 50% contained. At least two people killed and 11 others injured. An explosion at a Louisville, Kentucky plant that manufactures food colorings. Dow futures down 45 points. This is SRN News. National Collection Week is just around the corner for Operation Christmas Child.
Samaritan's Purse will begin its effort to deliver shoe boxes of gifts to poor kids around the world the week of November 18th. That's National Collection Week, and if you or any of your friends have packed a shoebox, you need to drop it off at a designated location by November 25th. The Samaritan's Purse website will tell you where to go. Last year, the ministry delivered more than 8 million boxes, and organizers are hoping to beat that record this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Russia's lower house of parliament has passed the final reading of a bill to ban adoption of Russian children by citizens of countries where sex change operations on kids are allowed. It follows an array of measures in recent years designed to curb the LGBT agenda. President Vladimir Putin and other top officials in recent years have increasingly called for observing traditional values as a counter to Western liberalism. This is SRN News. Look for robo-taxis to become more commonplace on the streets of L.A. as Waymo hits the road in earnest.
The expansion comes 8 months after Waymo began offering rides in Los Angeles to a limited group of passengers chosen from a waiting list that had ballooned to more than 300,000 people. Now anyone with a Waymo One smartphone app will be able to request a ride around an 80-square-mile territory spanning the second-largest U.S. city. Waymo says it now transports more than 50,000 weekly passengers in its robo-taxis. John Scott reporting.
It's 15 years in prison for a 22-year-old Air National Guard member who leaked highly classified military documents about the war in Ukraine. Jack Teixeira pleaded guilty earlier this year to 6 counts of willful retention and transmission of national defense information, charges brought under the Espionage Act. More details at SRNNews.com.